Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah: "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with his generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also it will be with this evil generation." While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So where we started out there in chapter 12, verse 15, it was building on the previous section that we finished in our last reading, which was stating that the Pharisees were seeking a way to destroy him. So Jesus was aware of their desire to destroy him, and he withdrew from there, and many followed him. And he continues as before, which is healing and helping those that are here. Then there was this demon-oppressed man. He was blind, he was mute. Jesus heals him, and them seeing a miraculous event, then attribute that miraculous event not to the power of God, but to the power of Satan. And this is when Jesus tells them every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, thus explaining that he would not be able to cast out demons by the power of Satan, for that would be against himself. And so Jesus presents this logic here for them to understand, and even points out, hey, if your sons are casting out demons, then What power would they be using? I feel like part of what Jesus was saying here was, you're being disingenuous, and if you aren't being disingenuous, then you're just not using very good logic. You're not thinking this through. And in order to follow that up, he points out, look, if you're going to enter a strong man's house, you have to first bind the strong man. In other words, the only way you have control over that strong man is by being stronger. God is stronger. And he concludes this whole section with telling them, look, there is the ability to be forgiven for all manner of sins except blasphemy or speaking against the Holy Spirit. What they were doing was attributing something that was by the power of God to the power of Satan. That was blasphemy. And so he says, look, the proof is in the pudding. You will know what kind of tree it is by the fruit that is produced. And he uses a statement that John the Baptist uses, you brood of vipers. Not only that, he outright calls them evil when he says, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He says, you're corrupt inside, and so everything that comes out is corrupt too. Again, they ask him for a sign. They've already seen numerous signs, but they're asking him for another. And he says, an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but none will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And it makes a correlation. Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. But he says, Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. Something greater than Jonah is here, and yet what are they doing? They won't listen. And remember, Nineveh was Gentiles. He's telling them they're Gentiles that were better than you. Again, the Queen of the South came all the way to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and yet something greater than Solomon is here, and they won't listen. Verse 43 talks about this unclean spirit gone out of a person, goes around, finds seven more, comes back home because it's been cleaned and swept and empty. And he says the last state of the person would be worse than the first, so also it will be with this evil generation. They need to adopt righteousness. And finally, his mother and brothers come to speak to him, and he uses this as a teaching moment. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Some people think he was slighting his mother and brothers in this instance. I don't see that as the case at all. Jesus was simply teaching a lesson that those that are of faith will be their family. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.